I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is rejecting allegations his country is developing nuclear weapons. He spoke yesterday for the opening of a month-long conference reviewing the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty in New York. While talks continue, many Iranians are talking about Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"The church in Iran is growing remarkably quickly, so fast that it is hugely concerning the government there."
That's why the government's arresting people like 19-year-old Daniel Shari. VOM's helping Christians. Go to missionnetworknews.org and we'll connect you so you can help. Next, Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says their street kids have been developing skits to talk about what it's really like to live on the streets. They perform them at nearby local churches. Rouster says nearly every time the team performed, there was a family in the church with a child living on the streets.
God uses those skits to touch their hearts, and then as a result, those parents end up going out searching for their kids to persuade them to come home.
ECM formed a program from this called Restore a Family. When families are restored, it's a plus for the spread of the gospel. And while the National Day of Prayer has been under attack in the United States, this year it's making history. This Thursday, for the first time, there will be a National Day of Prayer observance on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Beginning at 11:30, there will be a solemn assembly of prayer. This year's theme is prayer for such a time as this. Pray God will use this time to begin a revival in the U.S. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book called Prayer, the Real Battle. You'll learn practical biblical lessons about true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.